USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas's attorney general filed suit Tuesday against four other states in an attempt to stop their electors from voting in the Electoral College. The suit names Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, claiming the changes made by those states to their laws surrounding mail-in voting violated federal law. Ken Paxton says he filed the suit to protect the integrity of the electoral system. He tells Fox News that if some state legislatures are unwilling to oversee their elections, there are those willing to step in.
It's really important to my state that my voters be represented, and if other states don't follow the Constitution, and if their state legislature isn't responsible for overseeing their elections, and we have other people who are not under the Constitution supposed to be doing this, it affects my state.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A former Florida health official had her home raided by police. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Police in Florida conducted a raid Monday at the home of former Florida Department of Health employee who built the state's COVID-19 case tracker, only to be fired earlier this year for alleged insubordination. Rebecca Jones, a data scientist, was fired from her role at the Department of Health in May. She had claimed that her dismissal was a result of her refusal to alter data related to COVID-19 cases in the state. The complaint alleged that Jones was suspected of accessing a Department of Health messaging service without permission. Authorities seized computer equipment during the raid. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And a prominent cybersecurity firm said Tuesday it was the victim of what it's calling a state-sponsored cyber attack. FireEye says the intruders stole some of the tools they used to test for vulnerabilities in its customers' networks. FireEye hasn't named any country as a possible suspect in the attack. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President-elect Joe Biden's pick to lead the Department of Health and Human Services is already receiving Republican pushback. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra is being asked to serve as Secretary of Health and Human Services in a Joe Biden administration. The pick has many people scratching their heads as Becerra has no health care experience. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton is no fan of the pick as well.
Let's just go through the problems with this nomination. So first, he supports Medicare for all. Second, he's a true radical on abortion. Third, look at what's happened in California during this pandemic. He has been on the forefront of locking down that entire state. Javier Becerra will be Joe Biden's nationwide lockdown enforcer.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends.
And the third set of rankings for the college football playoff was released Tuesday, with the same six teams on top. Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State, Texas A&M, and Florida remained ranked 1 through 6, respectively. Iowa State moved up to 7th, keeping the Big 12's hopes alive to place a team in the championship playoff. Undefeated Cincinnati dropped to number 8. Georgia and Miami rounded out the top 10. Coastal Carolina jumped to number 13 after beating BYU to remain undefeated. The Cougars fell 5 spots to 18th. And Louisiana, who started their season with an upset win over Iowa State, jumped 6 spots to number 19. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.